Nick, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. So, Nick, what exactly is PrEP?
Oh, so for those of you out there who might not have heard about PrEP, it stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis. It's basically a form of HIV prevention that takes the form of a daily pill that people at risk of acquiring HIV take to prevent them from acquiring HIV.
And how does it work?
It works a lot like in the way that the pill for women works. So, for example, it's based on a form of HIV science that's been around for a very long time, in which HIV positive people have been taking a form of drug called Truvada to help keep us alive. And then a few years ago, they realized that people could take that drug to help prevent acquiring HIV. So it kind of acts as a way of blocking the virus from taking hold in your system if you get exposed to it.
Right. Now, with this listing on the PBS, how much of a difference will this price drop be making on consumers and the wider community?
The listing on the PBS is really, really important. We've got a variety of ways to keep the community safe when it comes to HIV. PrEP is one of those options. U equals U is another one. And then, of course, there's good old condoms. But until PrEP became accessible to everyone, it wasn't going to have the impact and effect that we need to help it end HIV. So now that it's on the PBS, for example, anyone around Australia who's at risk of acquiring HIV could go along and get that. And if those people have a healthcare card or they're low-income people, they can be accessing it from as little as $6 a month, I think. So this is really important. It needs to get in the hands of everyone for it to work.
$6 a month, that's crazy. That's very, very cheap. But
yeah,
how?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, how effective is PrEP in terms of preventing HIV?
It's hugely effective. It's incredibly effective. It's just as good, if not, I think, slightly better than condoms, and almost as effective as having an undetectable viral load if you're a person living with HIV. People can have a lot of faith in the effectiveness of PrEP. It's just, like I said, it's as effective, if not slightly more effective, than condoms.
How so?
In terms of just the data on what we know about the effectiveness of condoms, you need to use a condom every single time, and you need to use it correctly. And so the great thing about PrEP is if you take your pill every day, when it comes to the act of having sex itself, you're not having to disrupt the process to stop and get a condom, make sure it's working properly, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. PrEP creates a barrier to HIV that's in your system day in, day out, because you're taking your pills every day. So that's where, when people talk about the effectiveness of condoms versus PrEP, that's where they say PrEP is slightly more effective because it doesn't require you to, take it or use it in the middle of a sex act. The protection and barrier is already in place.
Right, that sounds really easy. Now, if you're just tuning into The Daily this morning, we're joined by Nick Hollis, the co-founder of HIV advocacy group The Institute of Many, who's talking to us about the recent listing of HIV preventative drug PrEP on the PBS. So, Nick, your foundation, The Institute of Many, has recently launched a national campaign called U Equals U, and that's about raising awareness to the fact that when taken correctly, PrEP can actually halt the transmission of HIV, like you've just mentioned before. Now that it's set to be far more affordable for the public, what sort of effect do you think this is going to have on the community of Australians affected by HIV?
I think that things like PrEP and U equals U, and I'll just a little slight correction there in that U equals U is actually the message that people living with HIV who are on effective treatment pose zero risk to their sexual partners. And that's slightly different to PrEP. So PrEP and U equals U are actually two different ways to prevent the onward transmission of HIV. PrEP is the drug that people living with, people at risk of HIV, so HIV negative people, take PrEP, and people living with HIV take their treatments. And when those treatments are effective and take hold, which is the vast majority of cases, it shows there is zero risk of sexual transmission. That's actually a massive story and a huge development in the fight against HIV, because for the first time, we have concrete scientific data that shows that people living with HIV are not infectious, where they're uninfectious when we take our medication. So that, like PrEP and U equals U hand in hand, are what we need to actually end the onward transmission of HIV in Australia. And so it's really exciting that Australia can lead the way on this issue.
Right. Well, thank you very much for the correction there. Now, you mentioned being undetectable, you can't, it's pretty much impossible to transmit it. And now we've also got PrEP in conjunction with that.
Yeah.
How far do you think these two things will go in terms of reducing the stigma surrounding HIV?
We really hope that we see PrEP and U equals U working hand in hand to eliminate HIV-related stigma. For that to happen, though, we need a buy-in from everyone, and not just people at risk of HIV, but also, you know, our friends and family members, so that they update their thinking on what HIV is in the 21st century. PrEP is a really wonderful thing in that people at risk of HIV, HIV-negative people, can take it and know that they themselves are protected from acquiring HIV, but they also need to hear the U equals U message. We need to see a broader acceptance and a relaxing of the stigma around people living with HIV. Otherwise, what we're going to see is people living with HIV still being marginalised, still being discriminated against, and importantly, still being criminalised. And that's exactly the sort of stuff that we need to end now if we're going to get on top of the HIV problem in Australia.
Right. Well, hopefully we can end this stigma problem once and for all. Nick, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me on.